Title, Materiality Part 1, Distinguishing Important Representations from the Minor or Insubstantial. Content, Editor's Note. This is the first in a five-part series on how U.S. District Courts and Courts of Appeal have applied the materiality standards set forth in Universal Health Services Incorporated v. U.S. ex rel. Escobar. In Escobar, the Supreme Court described several factors that a district court should consider in assessing whether a particular contractual, regulatory, or statutory violation was material to a government's decision to pay. One of those factors was whether a reasonable man, acting on the government's behalf, would attach importance to the representation in determining his choice of action in the transaction, at 2003. It follows that a reasonable person would not attach importance to a violation that is minor or insubstantial. Universal Health Serves, Inc. v. U.S. ex rel. Escobar, 136 S. CT 1989, 2003, 2016, emphasis added. So how have the district courts handled this reasonable man objective standard? And what types of violations are minor or insubstantial? This article explores the answers to those questions. One district court has found significance not in whether a particular issue is regulated, but whether a defendant's compliance with that regulation influenced the government's decision to pay. That the government or a federal agency found a particular issue important enough to regulate speaks little to the intended consequence of noncompliance. Ultimately, the relevant inquiry is whether the government's payment decision was influenced by claimant's purported compliance with a particular requirement, not whether a given issue has been deemed worthy of regulation. U.S. ex rel. Schimmelpfennig v. Dr. Reddy's Labs. Limited, 2017 WL 113-3956, ED PA March 27, 2017. Thus, in cases where the government's payment decision was affected by noncompliance, courts were more likely to find such violations material for purposes of the FCA. For example, in Scott Rose v. Stevens Institute, 2016 WL 507-6214, ND Cal, September 20, 2016, the court relied on the government's actions taken against other parties that violated the regulatory provision at issue. The court noted that the Department of Education recovered tens of millions of dollars against these parties by opening incentive compensation ban cases against them. Such enforcement activity, the court held, showed the government was concerned about violations and that such violations were material to the government's decision to pay. The court also found that enforcement became more aggressive over time. The government also eliminated various regulatory safe harbors as time went on. These changes in policy demonstrated that the violations were indeed material to the government. Other courts have used the reasonable person standard to find certain de minimis violations to be minor or insubstantial. For example, in Grabczewski v. American International Group Incorporated, 2017 WL 138-1264, 2nd Circle April 18, 2017, the court held that a relator failed to state a claim because he did not allege how a 0.4% difference in value would have affected whether the parties would have entered into an agreement. In contrast, in U.S. ex rel. Emanuele v. Medicare Isox, 2017 WL 100-1581, WD PA March 15, 2017, the court found that the failure to adhere to a stark law exception's writing requirement was not minor or insubstantial. The stark law generally prohibits a physician from referring Medicare patients for designated health services to an entity with which the physician maintains a financial relationship. Many exceptions to that general prohibition require the financial relationship at issue to be set out in writing. See, e.g., 42 CFR. 411.357d, in finding that the writing requirement was not minor or insubstantial, the court explained, se, compliance with the writing requirement permits a reviewer to analyze the time frame, rate of compensation, and the identifiable services contemplated in the arrangement to determine whether any portion is based on the volume or value of physician referrals. Emanuele, 2017 WL 100-1581, at asterisk 18. The requirement, therefore, plays a role in preventing fraud and abuse, ID, quoting 80 Federal Reg 70886, 71,333 to 71,334. Because of the writing requirement's role in preventing fraud and abuse, the Emanuele Court held that the writing requirement go, yes, to the very essence of the bargain between the gover.